Well, remember during the lockdown earlier this year, you could not find a jigsaw for love nor money. It seemed that many of you were rediscovering the joys of jigsaws, whether it be at a Goodwill store, an op shop, or whether you were buying new ones. Jigsaws were being done by people all over the country. Well, this weekend, the South Australian Jigsaw Championship is going to be up and running. The organiser of the Woolloonga Jigsaw Puzzle Challenge is Brian Dempsey, and he joins me now. Brian, this was something you knew the joys of for a lot longer than just this year, I'm guessing.
Yes, funny how you're going.
Good.
Yes, this will be our third competition, and prior to that, I sort of did the odd jigsaw, and it just sort of got me in, and I think my wife, I think I was annoying her, so she bought me this 1,000-piece one. And after I finished that, I woke up at 2 o'clock in the morning and I'm thinking about jigsaws and then just fantasised about a competition and just sort of came up with all these quirky ideas, most of which we haven't done yet because it'll be too hard. But it did culminate in our first one in 2018. We just got a local photo done and it was very popular. I had 22 tables for that, and we did it again last year. And the good thing is that it's now caught on, and I think COVID has certainly given it a good push along, and there's now a national association, which we're very much a part of, and looking forward to the other states getting up to speed and then the Australian Championship.
So how do you have a competition, Brian? What's the goal? I mean, obviously the goal of anyone doing a jigsaw is to get it completed, but
yes. What...
Is it the fastest time? I mean, how does this work?
It is. It's the first one to complete. We've got all, it's the same jigsaw. We get them made in Melbourne at a special place just out of Ballarat. They're made one at a time on a really old press. And ready, set, go. They start and the first one to finish wins.
And they're all doing the same jigsaw?
Exactly the same jigsaw. Although this year we do have two sizes. We've got a 500 piece for the more serious ones, and we did start off originally with just a 250 piece, and we allowed 2 hours, and the winners did it in 27 minutes. So we thought
27 minutes for a 500
piece. Yeah, no, that was the 250 piece.
Oh, right,
so that was when we decided to go to the 500 piece, and we thought, well, we'll make it a bit more difficult, and we last year we had a black and white photo of the High Street of Woolloonga from 1890. And that proved too difficult for the... we extended it to 2.25 hours. But this year, to fit in with what's going nationally, it'll be 3 hours for the 500 piece, and we'll have 2 hours for the 250 piece. And that's, very good for, younger people or even older people who just want to not be under too much pressure and just enjoy the experience.
That still seems like not very long for a 500-piece jigsaw to me.
No, it's not. And I guess people, I know that's the same that's used all the way around, even in the World Championships, 300. So I guess, it took me 2 hours to do the 250 piece originally. So that's how we came up for 2 hours. So I guess I'm not a real expert. But it'll be a team of two that would take on the South Australian Championships, and others will be teams of four. So I reckon. Last year, I think the winner still had 100 pieces left with 3/4 an hour, if they did have the 3 hours. So I reckon that they should get it done in the 3 hours. Certainly the first winners will.
Now, Clint's asking on the text line, are you allowed to use a hammer in this jigsaw competition?
Well, I was thinking of doing a primo, getting a Mr. Bean and a pair of scissors and, everything that he does to make sure that last piece goes in. Because, honestly, I've been in the one from last year, was the hardest one I've done, and I had to undo some of it because some pieces were pretty well exactly the same.
Yeah. Do you still need people to join the challenge, or is this going to be something that... that people have already been prepared to enter?
Well, we've already got 20 tables,
yep.
And so we're looking to perhaps double that. So we think over the next few days that with a bit more exposure, then we should fill that okay. So, yes, if anyone is interested, they can go online and book. So you need to book online through Tribe Booking. If you just Google Woolloonga Jigsaw Competition, that will bring up... the page.
Oh, fantastic.
Well, page. I think the simplest way to put it.
Good luck with it, Brian. Obviously, a lot of people have rediscovered the joys of jigsaws this year. That's the Wollunga Jigsaw Puzzle Challenge. It's on this Saturday if you're interested.